You're listening to the Batuta Advocate's weekly news wrap on Desert Rock FM 96.5.
G'day, my name's Bruce Hitchcock, and you're listening to the weekly Batuta News Wrap. Joining me back in the Kuala Mattress studios out in the Channel Country is me old mate Wendell Hussey.
Thanks, Bruce, and thank you to the listeners for tuning in from wherever you may be inside the Diamantina Shire or outside of it as we wrap up the biggest stories from the week that was.
Once again, it's been another big week in news, and once again, the government is making headlines down in Canberra.
Yeah, that certainly is the case. The Prime Minister has moved to quell voter concerns about the Liberal Party's treatment of women this week by extending an olive branch to Julia Banks. The nation's fair dinkum PM sought to ensure that there was no bad blood between his party and the departing Liberal member by offering her a thoughtful gift. After spending an afternoon tossing up what would be the best way to say he's sorry for the treatment of Julia Banks, Morrison decided to drive down to one of those big department stores his missus is always banging on about and pick up a fair dinkum ironing board for the member for Chisholm. It's believed the remaining female MPs in the Liberal Party attempted to gently advise the Prime Minister against the idea, but were met with cat noises before he went ahead and gave the crossbencher the brand new gift.
Very thoughtful of ScoMo there. I hope Julia appreciated it.
Yeah, I hope so too. And we're still trying to get a line from Julia on the ironing board, and we'll endeavour to update our listeners as that story unfolds.
And in other news down in Canberra, Senator Matt Canavan has assured the nation that everything's under control. After school students led protests across the country calling for greater action on climate change, the Federal Resource Minister told them and the country just to cool their jets a little bit. The dopey fuck, who spent his entire political career as an Italian resident abroad, explained to the silly children that they need to leave this whole thing to the professionals. He said to us,
"I don't understand why all these kids think they know better than us. I mean, how many long lunches have they sat in with mining lobbyists who've got the best interests of the country's environment in mind? These kids should go back to school and stop wasting everyone's time."
Leave it to the pros, hey? Elsewhere around the country now, and we broke an exclusive story down in Sydney. We spoke to a resident of the Harbour Hellhole about living down there, and he explained that a lifetime of debt caused by extortionate rent is all made worth it when you get to sip on an $11 Saturday Arvo schooner of beer down at Opera Bar. Despite suffering through a lifetime of financial misery because he was born in the developer's daydream of Sydney to parents who didn't own property on the Lower North Shore or in the eastern suburbs, the young man explained that things aren't so bad after all. Sitting in the bar based on the steps of the world's most famous billboard, the Sydney resident said to us,
"I'm still renting at the age of 32 and have only just paid off my last credit card debt because of the disgustingly overpriced nature of everything in this city. But it doesn't matter now, because how good is having a beer and looking over Circular Quay on a Saturday arvo?"
It's the little things, Del. And speaking of little things, the Batuta Advocate wrote another exclusive story about a short local man. The relatively short man within his circle of friends explained to us this week that he doesn't actually have a problem with the jokes about his height, but that he just reckons it's shit banter. The token armrest, who nudges a touch under 175 centimetres, has copped a fair amount of shit over the last 10 years or so, and has just about had enough. He said to us,
"How is picking on a bloke for something he has no control over good chat? Go on, riddle me that! The fat boys in my group that rip on me can go and lose weight, but I can't make myself taller, can I? And no, they haven't gotten under my skin. It doesn't really bother me, so just drop it. Don't you journalists have something better to do?"
Definitely doesn't sound like that's an issue at all. And on the sporting front, there was a bit of a scene at the Rabbitohs organisation this week. The scene was caused by Broncos fullback Darius Boyd rocking up to the Bunnies training session yesterday sporting a full South Sydney kit. This came after the resolution to the extremely poorly managed and confusing coaching situation, which saw Wayne Bennett and Anthony Seibold swap places and the great Broncos coach head down to Redfern. It's not known how or why Darius Boyd, the apple of Wayne Bennett's eye, turned up to train in full Bunnies kit and refused to leave. The club is set to provide an update on the situation, but it does remain to be seen whether Darius will follow Wayne one last time.
Something to keep an eye on. And on that note, that's the news wrap for this week. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in order to get your weekly fix of real, unfiltered and unwavering regional news. Until next week, I'm Bruce Hitchcock.
And I'm Wendell Hussey.